This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 379 and three quarters, up 3.5. July corn, 386 and three quarters, up 3.5. September corn, 394, up 3.25. May soybeans, 968 and three quarters, up 2.75. July soybeans, 971.5, up 2.5. August soybeans, 968, up 1. May wheat, 494.5, no change. July wheat, 489 and a quarter, down 1.5. September wheat, 497 and three quarters, down 1.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kunder grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, Kunder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 5 higher at 358 to 375. Soybean bids were up 1 to 5 cents at 936 to 973. In central Illinois, Kunder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 5 higher at 354 to 374. And soybean bids were up 2 to 4 cents at 950 to 968. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 cents at 368 to 383, soybean bids 3 cents higher at 949 to 974, and the wheat bids steady to a penny lower at 404 to 462. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 982 to 989, basis steady ranging from 13 to 20 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $320 to $340 per ton. That's up $2.60, with basis steady ranging from $5 to $25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents stronger at $377 to $394. Basis steady ranging from $3 to as much as $14 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 cents higher at 378 to 383, basis a penny stronger, ranging from 2 under to 3 over the May. Soybeans ended 3 cents higher at 966 to 972, basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 3 over the May. And new crop wheat bids ended 2 cents lower for the day at 470 to 472, with basis steady at 19 to 17 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents stronger at $3.99 to $4. The same elevators raised their soybean prices by 3 cents with quotations at $9.91 to $9.92. Soft wheat unchanged at $4.95 to $5.02, while the Milo gained 3 to 4 cents at $4.45 to $4.46. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.62 to $3.73. New crop soybean bids at $8.95 to $9.25. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.58 to $3.73. New crop soybean bids at $9.14 to $9.32. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from $3.61 to $3.77. New crop soybean bids $9.01 to $9.27. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.50 up to $4.77. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $157.80, down $3. June live cattle, $149, down $3. August live cattle, $146.67, down $3. April feeder cattle, $213, down $2.80. May feeder cattle, $208.52, down $4.47. August feeder cattle, $210.20, down $4.47. May lean hogs, $70.52, down 50 cents. June lean hogs, $76.27, down 10 cents. July lean hogs, $77.47, down 32 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 43 cents higher in the range of $54 to $63.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $61.71. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 24 to 28, 4 to 5 weights 27 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 33, and 6 weights and up 30 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $43. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,139 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 210 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159 to 164.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 to 149.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 159 to 163.50. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 133 to 140 with high dressing at 145. Breakers were 98 to 108 with the high dressing at 116. Boners were $100 to 109 with high dressing 115 to 118. And leans were $90 to $100 with the high dressing at 108. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were 116. Yield grade bulls 1,500 pounds and up 117.50 to 122. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 289 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $67.99. And that was $1.85 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $257.79. That was $2.59 lower, with select carcasses at $250.97. That was unchanged. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000. That compared to 90,000 last week and 100,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000. That compared to 396,000 last week and 380,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Ross Beckman, owner and operator of ABC Ranch near Gillespie. Beckman has been raising and showing Pasifinos for 20 years.
Well, ABC Ranch has been in existence about 20 years out here. We're off of Wilhite Airport Road, and Gillespie is our mailing address. We used to have 21 horses. We raised babies and took care of a lot of horses at one time. We now have 3 horses. Sounds like quite a letdown from 21, but we have a gelding, we have a stallion, and we have a new baby. It's 2 years old, and we have high hopes for this horse. He's out of our stallion, and so we're looking forward to that.
Pasifinos are a very unique breed of horse. They are a gated breed, which means that in addition to the typical walk, trot, canter, and gallop, they have another form of movement. Beckman goes more in depth on the breed description.
Our horses are not huge horses, so if you're a small person, they're ideal for you. And if you're a big person, they have a lot of stamina. Let that not fool you. They're 13 to 15 hands. Most of them are in between there, around 14 hands, which makes it a nice mounting horse. The Pasifino is the smoothest riding horse you will ever own. It's a bilateral gait, and that makes it a smooth gait. It's great for trails. Now, personally, myself, I'm a show person, so we definitely have to have a very good gaited horse for show, but you will have a wonderful trail horse, and that in itself, there's more Pasifino trail horses than there are Pasofino show horses.
While Pasofinos as a breed are gated, not all Pasofinos are created equal in terms of being able to express their unique gait. The most coveted level of gait expression is referred to as the Fino.
What I refer to as a unique gait is a Fino. It looks like the horse is going nowhere. It takes such tiny steps, but it is the ultimate in our breed, and if you're fortunate enough to raise one, you have a valuable horse.
Beckman shows his horses on all levels of Pasofino gait expression.
We have, in our case, a gelding that we will show in pleasure. And that's just what it implies, a pleasure horse, well gaited, but very able to handle the horse and be pleasure riding. He will also show under performance, which is just a little bit up gait. And this horse is capable of doing both because he's very well gaited and can do both. We also have our stallion, which is what we call Fino. And he is not a trail horse. A trail horse takes longer strides. And the Fino is kind of the ultimate in our breed. You get maybe one Fino horse out of, let's say, 150, who knows?
Not surprisingly, Beckman says his favorite horse is his Fino stallion, Atomico.
I own my favorite horse right now. This Fino stallion that I got five, 6 years ago, I acquired him. And he has been the very best horse. I've had some good horses, don't get me wrong. But he is my favorite horse and will stay with me till the end. And I always wanted a Fino horse, but really could never afford one, to be quite honest about it. And some of the Fino horses will go for $50,000, $100,000, $125,000, $250,000. So I was able to acquire this horse. He was a little older, but not too old to show. And he's still not too old to show. He's 15 years old. He has slowed a little bit. But he's still a very, very fine horse, and that's why I wanted a baby out of this stallion.
With Atomico being Beckman's favorite, he naturally has high expectations for his colt.
Well, his name is Tornado. His mother was Contessa, which was out of our top 10 sires in our breed for about 6-7 years. Her daddy was a horse called Cimbalo, and Atomico is the father, which we have here, is out of his dad, is a 222 horse. So in your breeding lines anymore, you want to use the very best that you can, because it costs you just as much to breed a no-name horse as it would a very well-gated horse on both sides, both dam and stallion. So he is well bred, and so that's why we have high hopes for him. There's no guarantees there, but your chances are that he will be a very good horse. We have him entered in the Pasofino National Show when he's a 3-year-old. He's entered in the futurity, which means most of our classes are fun classes. They pay ribbons, no cash. But the futurity, you pay into that, and you can win several thousands of dollars at the end. You can show him in different classes. You can show him in Fino, if that's where he belongs. Or you can show him in pleasure. Or you can show him in performance. When he's 3 years old, he may just show in pleasure. But that doesn't mean that he will end up showing in pleasure another year from now. But in with the futurity, they're not requiring you to name what class he's going to be in.
Tornado will soon be sent off for training, the first step in what will hopefully be a successful showing career. Beckman says he has taken great care in ensuring the colt will not only be well-trained, but that he is fit enough to be trained in the first place.
Training process can take at least a year, probably, and longer. That's just the starting part of it. The horse will not go into training before it's 2 years old. what we will do with the baby that we're sending to the trainer, hopefully next month, we will have our veterinarian out and we will x-ray the legs for bone density. And if the bone is developed well enough, we will send this horse on to the trainer. He's not going to start riding the horse the minute he gets this horse. He will do what we call a lot of groundwork and getting the horse to relax, learning the trainer's methods. And it's a very slow process, and that's what I like. The slow process means this, that you'll have a good horse for years to come. If you push your young horse too hard, this means that a horse will rebel somewhere down the line.
Beckman says his stallion, Atomico, already has offspring at other farms who are old enough to be showing. He says these horses are doing very well, and he has hopes his own colt, Tornado, will do just as well, if not surpass his half-siblings. If you would like to catch Beckman and his horses at any upcoming shows, or are just curious to find out more, Beckman says...
Well, we this May, which is just a couple of weeks from now, we're having a show in Lake St. Louis, which is out in the St. Charles area. We have 60-some classes on Friday. We have 172 classes Saturday and Sunday. So we do have shows in the area, or I encourage you, I would be glad to talk to anyone. Give me a call at 217-835-2546 and be glad to give you some names of people that are in the breeding business within just miles of you here.
Again, that was Ross Beckman, owner and operator of ABC Pasofino Ranch near Gillespie. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.